Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, April 18th, 2023. It is 10:38 a.m. We're a little bit late getting started this morning, but we'll begin our meeting as always with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Pierce. If you feel led to rise.
And if you don't mind, you please bow your heads. Lord, we come before you one more time. We come asking that you give that divine wisdom to each and every member of this court, but not just us. We ask that you give that divine wisdom to our other elected officials in Jefferson County. We ask that you put your loving arms around those employees of Jefferson County that really make this county go. We ask that you put your loving arms around those loved ones that are away fighting for our democracy. And Lord, we ask that you keep this country in a sound, sensible way, moving in the right direction. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge of our great nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
All right, at this time we will open up any particular agenda items, anything on the agenda for public comment. If you're chiming in online, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. And so if you have any public comment about items on the agenda today, please approach the lectern or press star 6. Hearing none, there. We'll close this time of public comment. However, to the extent that any commissioner or member of the court has questions related to any specific agenda item, there may be further comment. So we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to reject all bids for vehicles for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item B is to reject all bids for FEMA grant management and insurance advisory services for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item C is to consider and approve specifications for requests for proposals for auditing services for Jefferson County. Item D is to consider and approve specifications for requests for proposals for rebid of FEMA grant management services for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Did I say D right? Correctly, Miss. Okay. Which is a little bit of a change to item D, so it's a rebid. Item E is consider and approve professional services agreements with Carr Brothers Corporation DBA Home Team for home inspection services for Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Home Buyout Program. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and the Code of Federal Regulations, 2 CFR 200.318 through 326. Item E is, that's in accordance with discretionary exemption as authorized by Local Government Code 262.02484 for personal or professional services. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Skyflea Aviation for aircraft rental for Jefferson County Sheriff's Office at a rate of $130 per hour. Item G is to consider and approve an amendment with Tyler Technologies Odyssey to replace Section B, parentheses 6.2, language with "you will be hosted by a third-party provider, AWS, GovCloud." Tyler reserves the right to change hosting providers upon 30 days advance notice in accordance with the Sourcewell contract. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So move.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion. just out of curiosity, on that Skyflea, I know that that's being leased for pilot training services. Any idea of how many hours?
Well, each cycle is 40 hours per cycle, so we broke it up into three different cycles.
So 120 hours?
Yes, sir, 120 okay. hours. He's been trained by a pilot that we currently work for.
Very good, thank you. Any other discussion?
Yes, on the vehicle rejection, I just want the court to be aware that these were for ARPA money. No one could guarantee pricing. No one could guarantee time delivery. So that is why we're rejecting and we're going off co-ops. I'm printing off every contract and making sure all paperwork is in order when we buy and go get these vehicles.
And when we get to auditing, we have a transfer of some ARPA funds. I see
yes.
there.
Thank you, Deb.
Thank you, Deb. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under auditor, item A is receive and file the passenger facility charge audit report for public agencies for the year ended September 30th, 2022. Item B is consider and approve reallocation of $99,500 of ARPA loss revenue funding originally budgeted for the main rotor for the helicopter to fund anticipated increases to the sheriff vehicle replacement funding, which it was originally budgeted at $200,000 and with the reallocation will be $299,500. Item C is consider and approve a draft master sub-recipient agreement for distribution of ARPA funds. And item D is regular county bills check numbers 505-287 through 505-506. Do I have a motion of those items under auditor?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We have three items under county commissioners. Item A is to receive and file a fully executed Lindy reinvestment zone order. Item B is to receive and file 2023 amended Jefferson County voluntary tow rotation list guidelines. And item C is consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for LaRue Rojou for Jefferson County Visitor Center to travel to Ohio for the biggest week in American Birding Convention to be funded by Hot Tax Grant, Port Arthur Convention and Visitors Bureau. They have a motion on those items under commissioners.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Pearson Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under tax office, item A is considering approving erroneous overpayment the property tax refund to M&D Supplies Hardware Store number 1925D in the amount of $5,915.60 in accordance with property tax code section 31.11. Do I have a motion on that?
Second.
By Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion?
I just still have to ask the question on that property tax refund. Is it the same circumstances?
Sir, it's the same circumstances for under 3111. It's they either overpaid or it was erroneously paid on the wrong account.
Overpaid?
This one was an overpaid.
Okay.
Actually, they mailed their payment in January of the 2023. We never received it. They made a payment, and then on March 1st, we received their check from the post office.
Wow.
So they mailed a payment.
I got
didn't get here. They came and made another payment, and then we received their second payment in the mail in March.
Do you know what the payment that they made in January, was it postmarked in January?
It's kind of confusing to me. So I get that. Yeah. You know, we're both more than one and a half ago.
Yes.
It was.
Yes.
Then the second question would be, did we penalize them?
Actually, the first payment was posted in February with P&I. So we will be doing the refund, but we will be, because we have their envelope and it's postmarked March, so we will be crediting them without the P&I.
That's interesting.
And again, it's on the agenda because of the dollar amount.
Yeah, we understand. We understand that. I just want to make sure that we, everybody understand exactly what's going on.
Thank you. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, we have one item to consider and approve out-of-state travel for Captain Aaron Morris to attend the Concerns of Police Officer Survivors Week Memorial Service honoring fallen Deputy LaQuinn Wilson, Washington, D.C., May 10th through 18th, serving as Jefferson County Escort Officer for the Wilson family during the service and throughout the week. The travel will be funded through forfeitures. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Item next is the Visitor Center. One item to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendation for the previously tabled application from the Spring 2023 grant cycle for Mardi Gras, Southeast Texas for $20,000. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Engineering Department, we have several items. Item A is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to AT&T for the purpose of constructing, maintaining, or repairing a utility or common carrier pipeline for distribution of data communications located in Precinct 1. Item B is consider and approve a replat of Lot 13, Interstate 10 Industrial Park of real property in Jefferson County into Lots 13A and 13B, Interstate 10 Industrial Park, HT and BRR Survey, Section Number 15, Abstract Number 145, Jefferson County, Texas, located off Industrial Parkway in Precinct 4. It's in the City of Beaumont ETJ and met all of Jefferson County platting requirements. Item C is consider and possibly approve replat of Lot 3 of Mandy Lane addition into Lot 3A and Lot 3B out of the Joseph Gallier Survey, Abstract Number 130, Jefferson County, Texas. Mandy Lane is a private road located off of FM 124 in Precinct 4. It's not within any ETJ and has met all of Jefferson County's platting requirements. Item D is consider and possibly approve tracks 4A, 5A, and 5B of a 7.51 acre replat of lots 4 and 5, Van Noort Estate, Section 1, Volume 15. Page 218, JCMR property located off England Road in Precinct Number 3. It's not within any ETJ and has met all of Jefferson County's platting requirements. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion?
Only discussion, only question I have, and that's on B. I didn't see, but did the City of Beaumont send in their okay on it?
The City of Beaumont waived their review because it's a commercial development.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the court or any elected official wish to bring to the attention of the public without the Commissioner's Court taking action?
Yes, Judge. I wanted to remind the citizens that there are some homeowner assistance meetings going on in Jefferson County right now. We had the first one last night hosted at the airport. Thank you, Alex, for making that available. I think the next one is tonight in Commissioner Pierce's precinct, and then there will be following Thursday, and then I think next, let's see, trying to remember. Kate, it's too small for me to read. There's, let's see, Tuesday, April 18th at 6 p.m. at Precinct 1, China Service Center. Thursday, April 20th, Precinct 3, Sub Courthouse. And then Wednesday is April 19th. That's at Commissioner Alfred's, the Service Center. And then Thursday will be at the Sub Courthouse. All of these are at 6 p.m. And these are for folks that may have gotten behind on mortgage payment, utility bills, et cetera, and it's a state of Texas. It's administered by Legacy CDC, and if folks have any questions, they can call Legacy CDC at 409-832-2000. 27-23. And it was kind of sparsely attended last night, but we want to get the word out. You know, if you have any thoughts about, or if you had any issues since COVID, as far as mortgage payments, again, loans, utilities, other expenses,
taxes.
Give those folks a call.
Taxes.
Thank you, Judge.
Back taxes, too.
Yes, sir.
Good job.
Very good job.
All right. Any other elected officials?
I have something. Our signature verification committee has started reviewing the ballots today, and they're very nice accommodations. If you haven't come by to see the finished product, I invite you to stop by. It looks very nice, so thank y'all for a job well done. Every team member showed up. Early voting starts next Monday.
All right, and Rhonda, if you will make sure to get me that Texas Water Development Board contact on the Elevation Grant Program. And I'll tell you, I spent all last week at the Texas Legislature working with County Judges and Commissioners Association of Texas and Texas Association of Counties, and everybody's very, very busy. I'm sure that as a result of this legislative session that there's going to be some constitutional amendments that will be presented in November for your consideration. And we'll probably be talking more about that, particularly those that relate to uniformity and equality of taxation and appraisal caps and things of that nature. Although my guess, based on the way that the Senate and the House are working with each other right now, that we're probably going to be seeing a special session.
Yeah.
But everybody's working very hard. So.
Judge, thank you for your efforts in Austin on our behalf. We appreciate you going up there.
All right. And y'all will probably be receiving calls, too. So.
Yeah.
In any event, thank you all so much for being here. If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned.
All right.
All right. Take care. We'll see you. When I get back to the office, I'll look at my schedule.